life. So they say it's but a game, and they let it slip away.
Love like the autumn sun
should be dying, but it's only just begun.
Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. And all the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to talk today about one of my favorite topics, and that is being grateful. And we're here today with Lisa Valentine, and she has a wonderful group that gathers to embrace gratefulness. But we're just going to organically chat today about all things grateful. It's kind of a perfect time because we're going to be talking about an event you have coming up in November, and I always think of November as the gratefulness month.
It is, really. And, you know, Thanksgiving for me, Thanksgiving, the holiday, has always been my favorite holiday. But I will say that one of the things that I think is really important to consider, now we have days for, you know, we have National Donut Day, or we have...
I know, don't you, you know, love it?
No. A week for this, a week for that. I do like National Donut Day. You know, and a week for this, a week for that. And I think, you know, it's wonderful to focus on living gratefully more in the month of November because of Thanksgiving. But I remind myself that if I only exercise a month out of the year, I do not get the benefit of that for the other 11 months. And the same is true for living gratefully. Any exercise is better than none. Any gratitude is better than none. But the best results come when I'm consistently using it, incorporating it into my life as a practice and a habit.
And that really is how we should be living, isn't it? Grateful for each day. And then no matter what comes, you know, God always says, give us this day our daily bread. Just give us today, right?
Right. Be open to it. And I think that especially today with so much coming at us, we kind of forget to just slow down and appreciate what's happening, what we have right here.
Mm-hmm. So this event that you're going to have is November 12th. Tell us about it, please.
It's Rivertown Gratefulness Gathering. It is, we've had one monthly all year, and it's going to be at the Pleasant Hill Library. We're using their new space, which is a great space. And the theme for November, there's a monthly theme, and this month's theme is Belonging at Home with Nature, which I think is a wonderful theme. And I think nature has so much to teach us and to show us about living gratefully. Personally, I've always been a nature lover. Grew up on a farm. Didn't always appreciate that when I was growing up, but I did enjoy it. But I appreciate it far more even now. But just that sense of we are part of the natural world. We're actually a pretty small part of it, which is kind of humbling. But that there's beauty in every day just by stepping outside and paying attention.
So as a farmer, you were up early, I would assume.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm still an early bird. I'm still an early bird. But, you know, one of the things about living gratefully is that it's a unifier. And, like, smiles are universal. So are sunrises and sunsets. And I think that's really a really important part of living gratefully. It crosses some of the chasms. It brings people together. And we can agree on far more than we disagree on if we're looking at it from the things that we have in common and the things we share. And that's what living gratefully helps us do. And appreciating nature.
How long have you been living gratefully on a conscious level?
On a conscious level, I've been practicing for almost 25 years. And this is my first gratitude journal, actually.
Oh, wow.
So I brought it with me as a source of a source of inspiration today, but I've been writing gratitudes for about 25 years. Some of my more recent pursuits have been blogging, habitual gratitude, the Rivertown Gratefulness Gatherings for this year. I've engaged with others who are looking to practice regular gratitude, and there's good forums online, and I send thank you notes, I write gratitude letters to people. I mean, there's really an endless opportunity to live gratefully, embrace that, reach others. One of the things I've learned is that I believe, and I've seen it, gratitude shared is gratitude multiplied. And I've also seen that gratitude is always possible, even at difficult times, sometimes especially at difficult times. And who among us hasn't had those difficulties? I mean, and so this is not a Pollyanna, rah-rah, everything's hunky-dory all the time. This is a genuine, I'm pausing, I'm noticing that even if it's a tough day, I've still got people to support me. I've still got air to breathe. I've got clean water to drink. Even on the toughest days, I can find something to be grateful for. On a day where it's really flowing, you know, I could do my A to Z gratitude list pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Do you do an A to Z one every day?
Not every day, but it's one of the practices that I've done in my writing. I sometimes will do it on my commute to work or from work. I sometimes do it when I'm exercising. Sometimes friends and I will, maybe just a couple of us or maybe more, we'll go back and forth on text or other social media and just do an A to Z list together. So, and families could do it. They could even do it at the table, at the dinner table, or at least part of one. It's just a good way to give focus to it. And you could have you could just do whatever comes to mind. That's the nice thing about it. You're not looking for a right answer. You're just looking. You're just paying attention. Mm-hmm. So,
Lisa, what do you do for a living?
I am a middle school counselor.
Oh, my stars.
I work with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and I work with wonderful people, the young ones and the adults and the parents. I mean, all of them are wonderful providers of gratitude, and it's, you know, no 2 days are the same, and that's really true anywhere, life in general. And yeah, it can be a challenging job at times, but I bring better energy to my job and to whatever I'm doing when I'm living gratefully.
Do you try to impart that to the students that you encounter?
I do. Sometimes very intentionally. And we do Thankful Thursdays. My colleagues and I do some Thankful Thursday stuff. Sometimes I'll go with the middle schoolers when they're at lunch, and I bring lifesavers. They know I bring lifesavers, but I ask them to give me something they're grateful for before grabbing that lifesaver. And it's a little thing, and it might be a fill in the blank, or I try to get them to think beyond, I'm grateful for food. You know, if you back it up, you know, how'd you get that food? Or, you know, who helped get it here? Or a lot of, you know, they're grateful for family. Well, what about your family? You know, the more specific we get about what we're grateful for, the more we take it to our heart, and the more we're going to protect it as well. So that comes in with nature too. If we like the seasons, a lot of us who live in this part of the country, you like the seasons or you get used to them anyway, but there's something about every season that's just wonderful and amazing. And if you really stop to think about that, I mean, it could be like this time of the year, just stopping and noticing the colors of the leaves on the trees, or now the ones on the ground. I mean, it's incredible.
It is.
And how did that all happen? I didn't have anything to do with it, but I'm sure appreciating it. So it helps me feel part of this bigger whole. And I don't feel, you know, if we're feeling alone or disconnected, that helps us feel more connected again.
Is it hard for you to impart that, though, to younger kids?
Well, you know, I think some people are more innately positive in their mindset, and others are more, I don't want to say negative, but, you know, but basically we can, and here's an interesting thing about the research, and there's more and more research about this. Dr. Rick Hansen is a neuropsychologist, and he's an author, and he's got really good stuff, but the way he phrases it is that our minds are like Teflon for positive and Velcro for negative.
And how true.
And the reason is that there was a time where we had to be on the lookout for things that might want us for dinner. And so it was a much different world, and we had to be ready. And, you know, now that we've evolved, we still have that negativity bias. But the good news is that we can basically retrain our brains. It's called neuroplasticity. And so the easy way I put it is your brain gets better at looking for whatever it is you're looking for. So if I'm always looking for negative, I'm going to find it. If I'm looking for things to be grateful for or the silver lining, I'm going to find that too. And it doesn't mean the negative all goes away. It just helps me better keep it in perspective and have the energy to keep going forward. If so, that makes any sense.
It does. It makes a lot of sense. Do you say that to some of the kids you run into then?
You know, I may not say it at that length. Okay. That's more for the adults. But I think that the students realize that, oh, what she's trying to do is get us to slow down and pay attention. And they, more so than those of us who are a little bit older, they live in a world that's very fast-paced. That's all they've known. Stuff coming at them all the time. And they're bombarded with things. And I think just even asking them to pause is important. You know, and some of them, it's amazing what comes out of their mouths. And I think they surprise themselves. I've seen that look on a kid's face when maybe they've been answering one of the questions or filling in the blank or whatever. And they get animated and their face lights up. And it's like, that's what it can do. Others just want the lifesaver, but you know.
Lisa, tell us about the Gratefulness Gathering, how it is structured.
Well, you know, we do have some structure to it. And I always try to start out with something along the lines of a meditation, or sometimes it's a video that we might listen to. But, you know, finding things that relate to the theme, but just general gratitude practices and living gratefully. So some kind of meditation or video. There's oftentimes some discussion, but that is totally choice. No one is forced to participate or join in the discussion. It's usually the group is small and safe and comfortable. We try to set it up that way. But and then, you know, we might do a reading. We might do a practice. You know, we might do some writing. You know, it really just depends upon what the theme is. But we try to move it through in about an hour and 15 minutes, making it worthwhile and kind of dabbling in some different ways of looking at whatever the topic is or the theme is. And then I always try to have some resources and provide people additional opportunities to leave that gathering and continue the gratitude practice.
And what time of the night is this going to be on November 12th?
6:30 p.m.
And it's at the Pleasant Hill Library.
Yes, and we'll be in the large meeting room. It's a great space and nice big screen, and we'll belonging at home with nature lends itself to some. We'll start out with some really nice video footage. So
of the beauty of nature.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I want to say about that is, and I was thinking about this. You know, I do like to travel, and I love the mountains and I love the ocean, but I love Hastings is a very, very beautiful community.
Yes.
And the miles of trail, and my husband and I are runners, and we bike as well. Sometimes, we forget, we want to go to the exotic places, but when you're talking about nature, it's all exotic. And Hastings has so much to offer. The seasons have so much to offer. So I just remind myself that really living gratefully is understanding and appreciating I have what I need. I have what I need today.
And it's surprising how little we do need, isn't it?
Right. We, you know, marketers and advertisers and ourselves and others, we like to convince ourselves we might need more, but we really don't.
How will you celebrate Thanksgiving?
With lots of food.
Yes.
Family and food. And because I, you know, it's something that I do on a regular basis, the practicing gratitude. You know, we'll probably have some discussion of that. And there's things, one of the ideas that I would throw out for even for families who are trying to incorporate this, and you could do this with any age group, you could have a jar or some other kind of dish or plate that could be your gratitude bowl. And people could write, when they're grateful for something, they could write it on a piece of paper and put it in the bowl. And then when you want to talk about it together, you pull them out and you read them. Or you could go around the table at Thanksgiving and everybody says something that has been one of the, you know, the highlights or one of the good things about the year for them. Because that's really that's what gratitude is, too. And or do an A to Z gratitude list as a group. Or, you know, there's, or if you want to do something individually, maybe there's a couple people that you want to surprise with a handwritten note, which has become a lost art for some. And, you know, write some handwritten notes and hand deliver them or drop them in the mail before the holiday season and make somebody's day.
What else would you like us to know about the Rivertown Gratefulness Gathering group?
Well, it's in each group or each month, it's a standalone meeting. So it doesn't matter if you've been to any. We have people who've been to several. We're always welcoming to new folks and would love to see more people there. And, you know, I hope, you know, my hope would be that November, maybe it's on more, you know, people's minds because of Thanksgiving. And we did, you know, you just hear more about it and then in the news and on social media and stuff. But the way I would like to frame it would be, if this is something that you've wanted to get going and you're just like, well, maybe I should start a gratitude journal, or this is something that sounds like a good idea, but I've never gotten in the habit, let this be your springboard. If you get started this month and realize that it's beneficial and I feel better, even if I don't do it every day, then why not just continue? And you don't need to wait till New Year's to make a New Year's resolution. You can make a new day resolution. You know, that's what I would encourage.
Well, we're so glad that you stopped in today. Our guest is Lisa Valentine, and November 12th, which is a Tuesday, the Rivertown Gratefulness Group is going to get together at the Pleasant Hill Library. All are welcome to come in. So do they need to register to come or anything, or just come, Lisa?
Just show up and we'll take it from there. Would love to see you.
Oh, well, that's great. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful new Pleasant Hill Library. And the topic is going to be belonging at home with nature. I like that. Thank you so much. I'm grateful you stopped in.
Thank you, Mo. Great to see you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Lisa. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
So they say it's but a game, and they let it slip away. Love like the autumn sun should be dying, but it's only just begun. Like the twilight in the road up ahead, they don't see just where we're going. All the secrets in the universe whisper in our ears. All the years come and go, take us up, always up. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. We may never pass this way again. So they say, for the fools, and they let them drift away.